With confirmed cases of COVID-19 rising fast here in Massachusetts, up 17% between Tuesday and Wednesday, hospitals are bracing for an impact that could be overwhelming. Here with us this morning to give us a snapshot from the front lines and answer some questions from you, our listeners, is Dr. Peter Slavin, president of Mass General Hospital. Dr. Slavin, good morning. Thanks for speaking to Morning Edition. Second time this week. We appreciate it.
Good morning.
So let me start this way. If you can be frank with us, Doctor, what are the Mass General's biggest vulnerabilities right now?
I think in the short term, I think we're most worried about personal protective equipment. Our supplies are running low. I think that's true of most hospitals around the country and around this region, and we desperately need the production of those materials to increase. I was pleased yesterday that the president signed the Defense Production Act, and hopefully we'll make use of it to get industry across this country to turn its attention to producing these badly needed supplies.
But until that production ramps up, who's most vulnerable at the hospital, and how are you coping with that shortage?
Well, obviously, our patients are the most vulnerable. We currently have five in the intensive care unit as a result of this viral infection. But we're also quite concerned about our staff caring for those and other patients and want to make sure that they have the equipment they need to keep themselves safe. And we need to be very creative in addressing these shortages. It turns out that construction industry uses masks that are very similar to the ones used in healthcare. In fact, the FDA certifies them for healthcare use, so we need construction companies to donate those to healthcare companies. And there's also a company in Italy that has figured out a way to make masks using 3D printing. We have companies across the Commonwealth that have massive 3D printing capabilities. The formula for making these masks is available online. We need those companies to start making those masks.
Have the construction companies locally come through?
Yes, some already have, and we've reached out to others.
All right. We've heard frustration from state officials, patients, and healthcare providers about there not being enough tests and test processing taking too long. Is that a problem in Mass General right now?
It is a problem. I think the problem is getting better. I mean, we've started testing, as have other hospitals in the area, at the Brigham, at the Beth Israel Deaconess. State has increased testing, and now some commercial labs like Quest have also begun testing. So I think the picture regarding testing is improving. It's not where we need it to be. The turnaround time needs to improve, but the testing picture is getting better and really needs to be focused on sick patients so we know how to care best for them in the hospital, as well as healthcare workers. We don't want anybody on the front lines who's infected.
How is all of this impacting hospital operations?
Well, our inpatient census has actually come down into the mid-70s. It normally is in the upper 90s, so the hospital overall is less busy than it normally is. But we have seven patients in the hospital with the disease, and 73 who were suspicious might have the disease and are in the process of being tested. So for those 80 patients or so, the staff is busily taking care of them and having to use all this personal protective equipment, which is quite cumbersome.
All right. Finally, let me get to some listener questions from WBUR listeners. And as I read these, you can feel the anxiety. Here's the first one. I am a lifelong smoker with emphysema and COPD. If I get the virus, am I a goner?
No, you're not a goner, but certainly you're at higher risk than the average person. It looks like the mortality associated with this virus is in the 1% range, but certainly higher in older people and those with comorbidities like COPD.
Second question. I am a 61-year-old woman with lupus. I'm afraid that if I do catch the virus, I won't be able to fight it off. Would I be hospitalized if I catch it? And what would they do to help me fight it?
If the reason you would be hospitalized is that you needed some kind of supportive therapy like IV fluids or supplemental oxygen, those would be the criteria that would determine whether you need to be hospitalized. And while in the hospital, unfortunately, we don't have any treatment to fight the virus itself, but we help make sure that your fluid balance and oxygenation is as good as possible. Some good news is that there is a drug that we have already enrolled patients in a clinical trial called Remdesivir. It was developed by Gilead for Ebola, and its mechanism of action gives us hope that it will be effective against this virus, and clinical trials at Mass General and across the country, I believe across the world, are underway.
All right, Dr. Peter Slavin from Mass General Hospital, thanks very much for joining us this morning, and hope that we're able to talk to you again as this goes on for weeks and maybe months.
Thank you, Bob.